with such exalted words. He did not want anyone to offer him prayers or glorify him unless he possessed the real qualities of which they spoke. The offering of prayers was certainly appropriate, for he was an incarnation of Godhead, but he warned that one should not be accepted as an incarnation of the personality of Godhead without having the bodily qualities. At the present moment, there are many so-called incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but these are merely fools and rascals whom people accept as incarnations of God, although they have no godly qualities. King Prithu desired that his real characteristics in the future might justify such words of praise. Although there was no fault in the prayers offered, Prithu Maharaj indicated that such prayers should not be offered to the unfit person who pretends to be an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In Vedic times, it is a common practice. The king and the other great personalities, they were always praised. They are known as Vandi Magadas. You know, especially when the king was sleeping, and then all these Vandi Magadas, they come and chant his glories. So it is a custom. So in the same way, Krishna is always should be praised. Like I always tell you, Suryadev is known as Namaskara Priya. And Lord Shiva is known as Jalapriya. And Krishna is known as Stuti Priya. So Prithu Maharaj, being a Shaktyavesh avatar of Krishna, it is proper and appropriate for all these Vandi and Magadas to glorify him. But if you see the Maharaj Prithu's attitude, his the way he is objecting, so that is also we should learn. So today I will discuss these topics. Like, first I will explain what is actually Shaktyavesh avatar. Then later on I will describe what is this glorification. There are three things in that. One is the duty of all of us to praise the Lord and the pure devotees and other great personalities. And number two, our attitude, what should be our attitude when somebody glorifies us. And then, and desire to become free from, to be glorified. And third one is self-glorification, you know, how it is harmful. Like this, like it is described in previous verses, that Maharaj Prithu is Shaktyavesh avatar. Actually, Krishna appears in three forms: Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa, and Avesh Rupa. So Swayam Rupa, the form which is not dependent on others, is called Swayam Rupa, that is Krishna. And Tadekatma Rupa is actually form which was not different from the Swayam Rupa, but appears little bit less in qualities. That is Tadekatma Rupa. And Avesh Rupa, where empowered forms, where jivas are empowered. So this Tadekatma Rupa is again divided into Vilasa and Swamsha. So these Vilasa forms are like Narayana in Vaikuntha, in other planets. They are actually slightly less in qualities than Krishna. Like it is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that four qualities are not there in Lord Narayana when compared to Lord Krishna. Then Swamsa forms, they are fewer qualities than Vilasa forms, like Shankarshana and Matsya, you know, other forms. They are less, they are actually like that. Then this Aveshrupa, exalted jivas empowered by the Lord to carry out specific tasks, just like Narada Muni, he is empowered with Bhakti Shakti, and Kumaras, he is empowered with Jnana Shakti. Like that. They represent one Amsha, like that. And then Shesha, you know, he is known for service, like that. And then then there are another kind, Prakasha forms of the Lord. These Prakasha forms are those forms who expand Krishna himself, but he expands himself while doing Rasa dance or while dealing with the different queens in Dwaraka. So they are Prakasha forms, they are non-different from Krishna himself. Sometimes Krishna manifests four-handed form, he manifested when Rukmini was crying and she fell down, and then Krishna assumed a four-handed form and lifted her and pacified her. So that is actually, even though Narayana form, but that is actually Prakasha form only, because Krishna himself, in order to perform a particular pastime, he has assumed that form. And who is this avatara? Avatara means, if the forms previously described, that is Tadekatma, Swayam Rupa and Avesh Rupa, they come down in this material world to perform specific pastimes. Either without depending on someone else or independently, they come. So they are actually avataras. And it is described that how sometimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Prabhupada quoted that how, just like, you know, Hiranyakashipu, he was so much against the Lord, and he was not aware of the form of the Lord, and he was so much hateful towards the Lord, and he was persecuting his pure devotee son. And when the Lord appeared in the form of Narsingadev, of lion and of man, he could not recognize the Lord, and he thought some strange creature appeared, you know, by the influence of some daiva maya. So he did not think of the form of the Lord, and because of that, when being killed by Hiranyakashipu, he did not attain the liberation. Hiranyakashipu did not attain the liberation. And then because being killed by Lord Narsingadeva but not being absorbed in the form of the Lord, Hiranyakashipu, he took birth as Ravanasur. He also did not recognize Rama as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was always thinking he is a common man and all that. And then he has intense lust attachment towards Mother Sita, Lakshmiji. So being killed by Hiranyakashipu, he was born in like a very opulent and very powerful. But even he also, Ravanasur, even though he was killed by Lord Rama himself, he did not get liberation. He took birth as Shishupal. Yeah. But he was very highly powerful and opulent. But Krishna has two features, his beautiful form and his beautiful name. So this Shishupal, he has so much hatred towards Krishna. He was always chanting his names and always thinking of the form. Right? Before he said Amma, he started abusing Krishna. You know, first word, you know, came out from Shishupal is blasphemy of Krishna. Right? First, like children, you know, when they are born, you know, mother, father, they come and, oh, Prabhuji, today, baby called me Amma. You know, Ma, you know, today baby called me Papa. Right? But Shishupal called, hey, Krishna rascal, you know. So he was so, but he was so absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So when Shishupal was killed by Krishna, because he was always thinking of Krishna and his form and chanting his holy name, Rupa Goswami describes that he became free from all the sins and he became liberated. So it is that is why Krishna is known as Purnavatara. He exhibited all full opulences. There is a beautiful verse quoted in Laghu Bhagavatamrita that though the Shakti of the lamp and the bonfire is the same. You know, a small lamp is there and a bonfire, huge flame, fire is there. Shakti of this lamp and this bonfire, they are the same. They can actually burn the whole city. They can burn the whole city. But there is a difference between a bonfire and the Shakti of the lamp, in the sense that the Shakti of the lamp cannot, suppose if it is a severe cold, this cold cannot be mitigated by this Shakti of the small lamp. But Shakti of the bonfire lamp can actually can do both. It can destroy the whole city, and at the same time bonfire can give the relief from cold and other sufferings. In the same way, Krishna has so many incarnations, but it is described that only Krishna can give liberation when the demons are killed by Krishna. When the demons are killed by other incarnations, they can't get liberation. So the uniqueness of Krishna is this, that you know, he can give love of God, and he can, when the demons are killed by Krishna himself, they get liberation. They get liberation. So one may think that Jaya and Vijaya, they were born as Hiranyakashipu, Ravanasur and Shishupala and Dantavakra. But Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it need not be all the time, it need not be Jaya and Vijaya. Sometimes the living entities who offend the devotees and the Lord, they are actually cursed to become Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Ravanasur. So so this is Tattva. So that is why we are very fortunate that Prabhupada actually introduced this. Otherwise, you know, especially in South India, we always think that Krishna is incarnation of Vishnu. And then we don't have this concept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? But you ask small children in our temple, devotees' children, right? Like Sri Hari Prabhu's son, once I was joking, which names you are chanting? He said, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. You know? So why didn't you chant Om Namah Shivaya? You know, he immediately replied, why? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know? I won't chant Om Namah Shivaya. You know? So this knowledge is very important. That, and then Krishna, sometimes he comes and then he empowers jivas to perform a specific activity, right? Like Narad Muni, he is empowered to give devotional service to everybody. Like this Maharaj Prutu, you know, he is empowered. He is known as Adi Raja. You know, he is empowered to rule the kingdom in a perfect way, so that following people, they can follow in his footsteps. Avesha. Like that, our own Prabhupada. He is Prabhupada actually, like Maharaj Prutu, he was very humble. He did not want to be praised like that. In the same way, pure devotees like Prabhupada, they are very humble and they don't want to disclose directly. At the same time, Prabhupada indicated to his god brothers and the disciples in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One must read Chaitanya Charitamrita if somebody wants to know what is Prabhupada. You know, he poured his heart in his purports. So many Prabhupada actually indicated that, you know, unless being empowered by the Supreme Lord, one cannot perform these great activities. So he indicated, you know, that he is actually empowered to, you know, spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitare Pravartana. So without being empowered by the Lord, we cannot actually do anything. So Prabhupada is actually specifically empowered to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So this is, we must understand the tattva of avataras, that how Krishna is, Purna Purusha, Purna, avatar. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also avatari. He is the source of all incarnations. So we are very fortunate today to hear the direct glorification of the Lord being done every day from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So one must not conclude, okay, we should only glorify Krishna. Why should we glorify other incarnations? But we have to go step by step. So this hearing and chanting, like Parikshit Maharaj, he had only 7 days. When Sukadeva Goswami, he was narrating all this, Lord Kapila's teachings and all, hellish planets, this, that. Parikshit Maharaj did not say, "Arey, I have only 4 or 5 days left, why are you narrating all these things? Let us directly narrate, Krishna's pastimes." Okay? No, we have to prepare ourselves to hear the glorification of the Lord Krishna, so that, we will not become deviated by that. So, and another aspect in this verse is that Maharaj Prithu, he is objecting. This is even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was glorified as incarnation of Krishna, you are Krishna himself. He would close his eyes, Narayana, Narayana. he would close his eyes. Ears. He would close his ears, saying, "Narayana, Narayana, why are you, saying like that?" But once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees, they were sitting and glorifying that how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself, merciful, this, that. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, he chastised Srivas Pandit and all of this. Then he came out and then he was chanting and dancing, and all the people, they became so attracted seeing the ecstatic dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his beautiful form, and then they were all glorifying Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, and like that. And then later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and he arranged, so much crowd was there. And lakhs of people came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and all. And some people, they heard the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they came. Meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and locked the door, and they were not allowing anybody. And all the people, they came and started glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You are Krishna himself, please give us your darshan, please give us your darshan." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and said, "Gaura, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Bolo Hari Hari." Then he made them chant and dance. And then the Srivas Pandit said, you can cheat us. When we are glorifying you, you didn't want to, be glorified, you chastise us. But when these people, the truth cannot be hidden. The truth cannot be hidden. Right? One more time, when Sarvam Bhattacharya, when he became a devotee, after being defeated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he composed two wonderful prayers, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Sikshartameka Purusha Purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharirizari, Rupam Vidir Aham Astuham Tvam Prapadye, and then one more verse, Kalam Nastam. Sarvam Bhattacharya, he sent it through Sarup Damodar Goswami and all. Then meanwhile, Mukundatta and all, he got the palm leaf. Then he memorized the 2 verses. He just swallowed the verses. And then they was given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mildly angry, and he tore off the palm leaves. Tore off the palm leaves. And he said, "What is this nonsense, who is, glorifying me? Because Sarvam Bhattacharya is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are Krishna himself, but you came in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, like that." Then, but by that time, Vrindavan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that by the time devotees know, because Mukundatai already memorized the two verses and it was spread, everybody was glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that even though he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he was being praised, actually he had objected. But it is true that he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is our duty to praise the Lord all the time, right? So the devotees know the weakness of Krishna, you know, like that is why if you can read from Srimad Bhagavatam, you can understand, like, you know, the first prayer, like, you know, Kunti Deva, like Krishna is leaving Dwaraka, Hastinapur, from Hastinapur. So Kunti Devi, she and Yudhishthira Maharaj and all, they wanted Krishna to stay back for some more time, right? And then Krishna said, no, the Dwarakavasis also, they are feeling separation from Krishna, like that. And then Krishna said, no, I have to go. Then he sat on the chariot. So, Queen Kunti, she knew, you know, what is the weakness of Krishna. So she went and offered prayers. Queen Kunti's prayers. Right? Wonderful. The first prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam are by a woman. You know, Queen Kunti offered prayers. And then after the Krishna hearing the prayers, Krishna smiled. Prabhupada explains, Krishna smiled, that means he accepted those prayers. Accepted those prayers. Like that, Dhruva Maharaj, when he had darshan of Lord Vishnu, he immediately wanted to offer prayers. But he's a small boy, 5-year-old boy. So he had the great desire to offer prayers to the Lord. You know, when you see a great personality, you want to offer, you know, prayers to that personality. So he wanted to offer prayers, but he was not. He did not go to any school to study Vedas and understand the Tattva. But Lord Narayana understood the desire of Dhruva Maharaj, and he touched his conch shell to the head of Dhruva, and immediately started offering prayers. And like Prahlad Maharaj, Kardama Muni. Whenever, you know, Lord gave darshan to devotees, first thing they did was offer prayers. In the same way, Prabhupada explained that when we meet the spiritual master, first thing we should do is glorify him. We cannot actually repay our debt to the spiritual master. That is why whenever we come in front of him, we should glorify him. That is the etiquette. And, you know, oh my dear Lord, oh Lord of my heart, you know, I am suffering in this material world. I fell into this ocean of material existence. By your krupa, by your mercy, you know, I got this intelligence to serve Radha and Krishna. You know, please show your mercy. Keep showing mercy upon me. So like that, you know, you are the deliverer of this fallen conditioned soul. So like that, every day we should offer prayers to our spiritual master. Like that, whoever helped us in our spiritual life, we should actually offer a word of praise to that person, because the person who helped us to become Krishna conscious, we can never repay our debt to that person. We should always be grateful to that person. So we should not abuse such a person, and then we should always remember to offer a word of praise to that person. At the same time, we should be very careful not to offer prayers to a personality if he is not worthy of such prayers. Right? So, like somebody, other day I was traveling, and one person, he was so much in distress because his wife was going to one person. They say that he is incarnation of Mahavishnu. You know? And then he has a mustache and he smokes cigarettes. You know, his name was Aniruddha Bapu. And they have a satsang in Thursday. They think that he smokes cigarettes. And All educated people, they go. You know? Like one Nadia Vihar Prabhu was saying, Prabhu, when we go to distribute books, they object. You know, Mahavishnu incarnation, you know? Like that. So they glorify him as Mahavishnu's incarnation. Right? And then in Andhra, there is a Kalki avatar. Like our Satya Gopinath Prabhu, our temple in Rajahmundry is just next to their temple, Kalki avatar temple. So, see, Satya Gopinath Prabhu, he is a firebrand preacher. And he is a very popular speaker in Andhra. And he gives lectures, you know, condemning this guy and glorifying Krishna. And then he got a threat call from Kalki avatar. Kalki avatar called up Satya Gopinath Prabhu and threatened him, if you don't stop blaspheming me, I will release my chakra. <You know? laughs> Satya Gopinath Prabhu said, no problem. You know, no problem, you can kill me with your chakra. So there are foolish people who glorify such people. And then we have another Sai Baba. Like Rasraj Bhut says, Baba with hairstyle. Baba with hairstyle. When somebody came to kill him, he ran away. You know, now he goes around in a wheelchair. Life is God, you know, just put your, just rub your feet, you know, you'll become all right. So this kind of people, if they glorify, and in the same way, they are false gurus. Like, they, you know, conduct Vyas Pujas and all, and glorify, oh my dear Guru Maharaj, you are born to, you have appeared in this world to deliver us. We are in, you know, life after life, you are my spiritual master. But if that person is not on that category, like one guru, he say, you know, he put it on internet, I have not appeared to deliver anybody. I am born because of my bad karma, of my karma, previous karma. So actually, if you glorify wrong person to be Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are two things that we are actually offending. Like suppose if go to a person who is just a sadhaka or some, you know, still not yet perfected. But you go to that person and you say, oh, you are such a great person, you know everything, you are a deliverer of fallen souls, this, that. You glorify him and you are a pure devotee, associate of Lord Chaitanya, this, that. And actually we are offending Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas. You know, it is an offense Then Prabhupada says, the person who is being glorified that way, it's an insult to him. Somebody says, oh, Prabhu, you are a pure devotee. Sometimes we joke around, that is a different thing. Oh, you are a pure devotee, aa gaya. You know, we joke around. That is, you know, majak mein. But actually, we don't mean it, you know. Like, but if somebody comes and tells me, oh, Prabhu, you are like Prabhupada. You know, then it is an insult to me. Insult to Prabhupada and insult to me. You know, that you are actually... Such people, they are like, you know, psychophants. Either, you know, they are doing majak or, you know, it's a, you know, one way it is an insult, like that. So we should be very careful. That is why Shri Krishna, in 11th Canto Bhagavatam, he discusses that, so taking shelter of a person who cannot actually give you a shelter, and then who cannot really deliver you. It's like, you know, taking care of a cow, you know, and doing a very hard work, but who cannot give milk. And then taking care of a shelter of an iron boat to cross the ocean. You know, iron boat, if you, you know, completely iron, you know, there are all mechanisms there. You know, if you take a shelter of iron boat, simply iron, you know, considering that it is it can cross across the ocean, then you will drown. So this is actually a group of cheaters and cheated. You know? So we should not fall into that category of, suppose if I am glorifying somebody as a pure devotee who is not, you know, then I am the cheated, and if he is, that person is accepting, my prayers and glorification, then he is a cheater. So, Prabhupada says both cheaters and cheated, both of them will go to hell. Somebody who glorifies Aniruddha, some person as Aniruddha Bapu as Mahavishnu, he will go to hell for accepting, and then those who are doing it, they will also go to hell. But one must be very careful to glorify the, it is our duty to glorify, and it is our duty also to find out who is the person worthy of glorifying. And then in the same way, and then sometimes, you know, we may be afflicted with the desire for honor and prestige, labha, puja and pratistha. And we may enjoy the glorification done by sycophant followers. So that is actually described by Raghunath Das Goswami in Manas Siksha, that my dear brother, mind, the despicable desire for material honor and distinction is compared to a shameless and low-born prostitute who eats dog meat. Yet she is flagrantly dancing in my heart. How then can the pristine love of pure devotion to Sri Krishna ever find a place in my heart? You will simply have to serve the unalloyed devotees of the Lord, who are his intimate associates and stalwart supporters. They only can drive out this prostitute and throne pure love of God within your heart. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, he is actually instructing Manas Siksha that the desire for being glorified, you know, being known, you know, name and fame, you know, name, fame, glory, same old story. Right? So it is like eating dog meat. Like there are three kinds of sadhakas: swanishtha sadhakas, parinishtha sadhakas and nirapeksha sadhakas. So this swanishtha sadhakas, they are devoted to self-realization. They give up their varnashrama dharma and completely become devoted to Lord Vishnu. And then Parinistha is dedicated to rules and regulations of devotional service and deity worship. And Nirapeksha Sadhakas, they are actually celibate and renounced. Like that. So when this Swanishtha Sadhakas, they become desirous of being glorified for name and fame. Yearning for honor manifests itself in the hope of being regarded as a highly religious person. And as a generous person, or even as a sinless person. When Swanishtha Sadhaka, he is afflicted with the desire for name and fame. He desires this. Then when Parinishtha Sadhaka, when he desires acclaim as a great devotee of the Lord, or a acclaimed as a devotee with clear understanding. Then Nirapeksha thinks that he should be known as, in being considered as pure and renounced, and having understood all the esoteric conclusions of the scriptures. So this is of the heart. One should be very careful. So Raghunath Das Goswami gives the solution also. How to become free from this desire for name and fame and prestige and all. So by serving pure devotees of the Lord, intensely. So we can become free from, desire for name and fame. And then we should avoid, abuse of seniors and self-glorification. I will describe from Mahabharata. That once, all of you know, Karna gave the boon to Mother Kunti that except Arjuna, I will not kill all the other four brothers. And it was known that Karna, being a disciple of Parshuram, he is a great warrior and equal to Arjuna. And Yudhishthira and all, they are very lesser compared to Karna. So once there was a fierce battle between Karna and Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he had no answer to the arrows of Karna. Karna was releasing arrows after arrows. And he was greatly, severely wounded, injured on the battlefield. Meanwhile, Bhima was actually killing so many Kauravas and all that. You know, then they were actually crying in, "Oh, please save us from Bhima, save us from Bhima." So, hearing the cries of Kauravas, Karna actually, he taunted Yudhishthir. "Hey Yudhishthir, it's not, fighting with me is not as easy as playing, gambling match. I think you have forgotten whatever you learned from Dronacharya. You know, you go and refresh yourself. I am leaving you." You know? So Ravanasura also, he was left off. Then Ravanasura said, on the first day on the battlefield, Rama said, "You go. You are tired now." Rama defeated. So Ravanasura was saying, "Kill me. I don't want this." You know, it is a dishonor to be let off by opposite warrior. You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj was saying, "Better you kill me, I don't want this dishonor of being, let off by you." And then meanwhile, Karna had to go to save the soldiers from Bhima's wrath, so he left. So Yudhishthira Maharaj left, and he was completely wounded, blood was flowing. He went to his tent, and then he was taking rest and he was taking medication. Meanwhile, Arjuna and Krishna, not seeing Yudhishthir on the battlefield, and when they heard from the Gudacharis that Karna was fighting with Yudhishthir and Yudhishthir was seriously injured, so Arjuna became very perturbed, and he said, "Keshav, let us go and see Yudhishthir Maharaj, what happened to him?" Krishna said, "Don't worry, he will take care of himself. You fight." Arjuna said, "Keshav, what are you talking? My eldest brother is severely injured. It is my duty to go and see him." "Okay," Keshav said, "okay, whatever you say." So Krishna took Arjuna and they went. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was seriously injured, and then not only he was bodily injured, he was wounded in the heart also. There are two kinds of wounds. One is by tongue we hurt people, and by physically we hurt people. But the wounds that are caused by the tongue, vagbana, they are very severe. They don't heal for lifetime sometimes, even like during whole lifetime like that. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he saw Karna and Arjuna and Krishna, and then he was so jubilant, and then he got up and started praising that, this rascal Karna, he insulted me, he injured me, he's very nice, it is the glory of you, Arjuna, that you have killed Karna. I am very happy. I am always, perturbed that, as long as Karna is there on the battlefield, our victory is very doubtful. I am very relaxed now. Now nobody can defeat us. Is that he started glorifying Arjuna. Arjuna bowed his head. I said, "My dear elder brother, I did not kill Karna yet. I did not kill Karna yet, but take my promise that I am going to kill him now. We came to actually, when we heard that you are severely injured, we came to see you. So please give me your blessings that I will go and kill him right now." When Yudhishthira Maharaj heard that, Karna was not killed and Arjuna came, empty-handed without the head of Karna, he became furious. Said, "Oh, I thought you are a very great fighter." When the discussion about war is going on, you only said that, "No, in one day I will finish up the war. But for 13 years, I did not sleep because this Karna. Because of this Karna, I could not sleep. Now, he insulted me, he injured me. And then I thought, you know, you have killed him and came. What is the use? You have a Divya Ratha. You have a Gandiva bow. You know, like as tall as palm tree. You know, Arjuna's Gandiva bow is like a tall as palm tree. And Krishna is a Sarathi. If you are such a darpok, you are such an infidel, you know, why you didn't ask your friend Krishna that, you know, I cannot kill this Arjuna, this Karna, please help him, my dear Chakri. You know, you both are useless, this, that. I am telling you, give away your Gandiva bow. You know, throw it out. What is the use? When Arjuna heard, you know, rebukes from Yudhishthira Maharaj, Arjuna became furious, you know. Then he took out his sword and, you know, went running to kill Yudhishthira Maharaj. Krishna caught hold, hey, Parth, what happened to you? Arjuna said, Keshav, I have taken a vow that whoever says that, you know, throw away this Gandiva bow is useless, I have taken a vow to cut off his head. But Krishna said, you're a fool, you know. How can he is a worshipable lord to you. Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, he is your eldest brother. How can you kill him? You know, you have taken this vow when you are a small boy. You know, when you don't know what is, you know, real and truth, untruth. But Arjuna said, I have taken a vow. I am a Bharata Vamshi, you know. I have to fulfill this vow. Then Krishna said, there is everything, for everything there is a solution. Said, if you insult a elderly person, worshipable person, that is equivalent to killing him. You go and insult him. Okay, you know, Arjuna, you are a gambler, you know, you are a coward, you left the battlefield, what kind of a king you are, because of you, we lie, you know, there was nobody in this world, there are so many gamblers, but there is no one who put his own wife on, you know, bet, you know, you are a darpok, you left the battlefield, this, that, because of you, we all suffered, this, that. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj heard it, what is he, you know, saying? Then Arjuna, he took a chaku and he wanted to kill himself. Krishna caught hold of his hand. Now what happened? Arjuna said, he is Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, he is our eldest brother. He is worshipable to us. You know, after abusing him, what is the use of keeping my life? Let me die. So I am committing suicide. You know, I am committing suicide. Then Krishna said, wait. For this also there is a solution. What is this? Said, you glorify yourself in front of elders. You know, glorify yourself. Then Arjuna said, hey, you know who I am? I am known as, you know, I have got 10 names, you know, Kiriti, Dhananjaya. When you were in need of money, I went to America and all and I conquered. Even that time also America is rich, huh? Then for Rajasya sacrifice, Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted riches. Arjuna went to America, Australia, everywhere. Right? He brought all the money. Yeah. I single-handedly defeated 60,000 Nimata Kavachas, you know. Artha Singhasan, I sat on, you know, along with, you know, Sasharira, I went to Devaloka and I sat on the same Singhasan as Indra. I got the honor. You know, the day is that without me, you know, all of you would have been finished by now. You know, there is no warrior greater than me. All that, you know, he started glorifying. Then later on, Krishna patched up. You know. Then, so, like once, one person, long-standing so-called enemy, he was, I told him once, that you got sin of two things today. You know, what? Brahmahatya pap and Atmahatya pap. Why he was asked? Because you abused me so much, you know, you will get, you know, Brahmahatya pap. Then he is glorifying himself. I am this, I am that, who are you in front of me and all that. He said, you are glorifying yourself. So you will get the sin of killing yourself. So we should be careful. We should not abuse elderly people under any circumstance. And we should not glorify ourselves also. We should not glorify ourselves. Like that. Like that, we should be very careful. This is a disease. So Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they all narrate, describe that very, very difficult. You can give up lust, you can give up anger, you can give up greed, but very difficult to give up this desire for name and fame. Very difficult. Right? Sometimes in the temple also, sometimes they come, Ramana Prabhu is there, I want to become member. They ask, they catch hold of somebody. Right? Once one member, he came, he wanted to become gold card member. Oh, Radha Krishna Prabhu is there? Oh, Radha Krishna Prabhu, he left temple, he went to America. Right? Then he made him gold card member. Then after 1 month he came, hey Radha Krishna Prabhu, when did you come back? From where? I was never gone anywhere. Are they told me that you have gone to America. No, I was here. Ramana Prabhu, he left the temple long back. Are they come and say, hey, Ramana Prabhu, I heard you left the temple. Who told you? The other day I came to become member. They told me, I asked for you. They said you left the temple. So why do we do all these things? Name and fame. So that they can announce 2.5 lakhs by Ram Rup Das. Just hear, that is actually desire for glorification, to hear our own glorification. So we should be very careful not to become afflicted with desire for being glorified. Right? One more thing, there is not much time. That is when in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is narrated very nicely that, Narada Muni, when he saw a Brahmana in Prayaga, he said, oh, you are the most fortunate person. You are the recipient of Krishna's mercy. That Brahmana said, no, the king of South India. Then he went to the king of South India and said, no, you are the recipient of Krishna's mercy. You are the greatest devotee. The king said, oh, who am I? Go to Indra, is the most recipient of most mercy. When he went to Indra, Indra said, Brahma. When he went to Brahma, Brahmaji said, Lord Shiva. When he went to Lord Shiva said, oh, I am nobody. Krishna doesn't favor me at all. I don't, You go to Prahlad Maharaj. Then he went to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't do any service. I am only always thinking of Krishna. This mental activity, like service by, when you take bath, when you take bath and stand under a shower, all your bodily angas, they become wet, they get cleansed. In the same way, by rendering service to the deities and the Lord, all our senses become purified. So Prahlad Maharaj says, when somebody is doing practical service, dasya, he is actually more fortunate than me, who is just indulging in mental activity of always thinking of Krishna. When he went to Hanuman, oh, you don't know. See, Ram has left me and, I'm feeling separation. I can't see him now. Now you don't know. Go to Dwaraka, Krishna is there. Hastinapur, Krishna is personally residing with Pandavas. He lives, his loving, intimate queens, Dwaraka, and he lives with the Pandavas. They arrested him. They went to Narada Muni. Then Hanuman is the only one who accepted. Yes, it is a great good fortune that my younger brother is an intimate devotee of Krishna, Bhima. Then I am actually emblem of chariot of Arjuna, Ataka. Then he went to Pandava, so Krishna has cheated us, he doesn't have any mercy on us. Then he went to Yadava, then he said, go to Yadavas, Dwaraka, they are the most fortunate people. Dwarakavasis says, oh, we are nothing, we didn't receive any mercy. Brajavasis, they are the most fortunate. Right? So nobody accepted. Very nice, interesting narration. In Bhagavad Bhagavatamrita part 2. Very interesting. So ultimately, nobody accepted that I am the most fortunate devotee or recipient of the most mercy, right? that is the mood of a devotee. That when somebody glorifies us, we should not think that that is true or anything. We should be very humble. But when we come in front of the pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and Lord Shri Krishna, one must offer prayers, glorify them. No end. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Question box.
Hare Krishna. So you said like spiritual master, that someone glorifying you are my spiritual master, you are my Lord, your master for life after life. See, if the master is not worthy, one should not pray like that.
Yeah.
Is this applicable in parampara or bona fide sampradayas, or this is applicable for the Mayavadis and upper sampradayas?
Whoever is not worthy of that position, we should not glorify him.
No, when is one accepted as guru and he is in the receptive succession?
Yeah. So he's a bona fide, that's what.
Glorification. Then when he is guru, then
glorification of a bona fide spiritual master, that's what I am saying.
Yeah. So I think that is not applicable in ISKCON or in Gauriya Vaishnava or bona fide sampradaya.
Yeah.
Coming from receptive succession.
Yeah.
Because guru is not externally we can understand.
Yeah.
But sometimes like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his guru was materially not educated.
Huh?
Materially was not educated.
Yeah.
But he was a very, very powerful acharya.
A sincere disciple knows.
And sometimes it is
a sincere
guru,
seeker, A sincere seeker. He knows, other person, whether he is worthy of that or not. If you are sincere in your heart, then you know, like, why I take initiation from somebody who is not worthy? Because I am not sincere. So we cannot blame that person. Because I am not sincere, that's why I meet that person. Krishna makes the arrangement. That's why Gaura Govind Maharaj always says, you cry, that I should meet a pure devotee, bona fide spiritual master. Then Krishna will make arrangement. So it's a heart, it's a matter of the heart. If you are sincere in your heart, Krishna will make arrangement. Like Hayagriva Prabhu, Prabhupada, Hayagriva Prabhu and his friend, I think they all came to India for the search of a guru. And for some time they were in Haridwar, Rishikesh, here and there, and they went back. And they met Prabhupada on the, Prabhupada met him on the street of New York. And Prabhupada asked him, what's your name? Howard, Howard. Kelly? Howard? Howard Wheeler, I think. Howard Wheeler? Oh, I am A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Yes, oh, you are from India? Yes, I am from India. Prabhupada asked, where are you from? I am from America, New York City. Oh, actually I am conducting Gita classes. You please come. Then Hayagriva Prabhu, he explained, how, I went to India in search of Guru. I could not find, that's why I came back. I have been to, he asked, have you been to Rishikesh, Haridwar? Prabhupada said, yes, I have been to Vrindavan. Prabhupada asked, you have been to Vrindavan? Hayagriva said, yes. Actually, I went in the search of a spiritual master. I could not find anyone. But he was meeting him on the New York street. So one has to be, if you are sincere, then everything is arranged by holy name and Krishna. Bona fide spiritual master.
Yeah, there is a Vaishnava song by Gauriya Vaishnava Acharya written. It is said that Guru ro bikriya jodi dekho kokhon, tobu avoga kobu na karo kadachan. Means, if you see any faults in Guru, should not blaspheme him.
Yeah.
Think like that.
We should never find fault.
in our gurus. So that means one can glorify his spiritual master as a pure devotee of Lord. He should not think materially. Yeah. Thank you.
Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.